This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We are kicking off another live Saturday show. That means that you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up anything you want. I actually had a pretty interesting day today. It was more productive than I had expected it to be.
Oh?
I you know, whenever I go out to an event like a protest, you know, I don't know what to expect sometimes, right?
That's just entertainment for you.
You never really know what to do or what's going to happen. But today was particularly interesting. There were a few noteworthy things to discuss from what was the final, quote, stop the steal, unquote. I don't know if you've heard about these things.
The final?
Yep.
Well, I mean, it has to be the final one, right? Because the official election results for the national election come on Monday, I believe.
Oh.
So that's when the electors will release whatever their votes are that purportedly, you know, certainly most people think it's likely going to be Joe Biden. There are some conspiracy theorists, you know, who think that somehow Trump can pull a rabbit out of his hat at the last minute, I'm sure.
Well, I think at this point it's out of Trump's hands. It's possible that some states may withhold their electors, and I would presume that means it would have to be states that elected Biden, which there are a few Republican states, and I think it's like their House or their Senate that sends the electors on to Washington, mm-hmm. So they could withhold them. And if they withhold them and Biden doesn't get 270,
then
it goes to the U.S. House.
And they vote on it?
Where each state gets one vote. Not, remember, there's 435 drunken thieves that work in the U.S. House. Some of them probably don't drink.
You guys ever see any of those Hellraiser movies?
No.
They got the little puzzle box that you have to, like, move all the pieces just the right way to summon the demon.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. It's exactly like that. So instead of the 435 people voting, which would result in a Democratic victory,
mm-hmm.
The states each get one vote.
Oh, interesting.
So they're, the states, representatives, then vote, as one. And so there's 50 votes to be had, and there's actually, it would be very likely that it would go Republican in that.
Because there's more red states.
There are.
Because most of the blue population is in cities.
Yes.
And that swings certain states heavy in population, but not so much if it. So normally California and New York, for instance, have a high amount of electors that vote because of the population of those states.
Now,
and
if this
would
were
even things out in a.
If
in
this
a way.
Were to happen, expect some kind of violence.
So, oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Basically, this would be the closest thing to a steal that you've got going. Right? the idea that if the Republican states that went blue during this election decide that, you know, their voters or whatever shouldn't be honored, it's going to be ugly.
But the odds that something like that are going to happen are very, very slim.
I kind of like it when, exploring the idiosyncrasies of the document, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this would be completely legal.
Right.
But it may not necessarily be.
In which case, it's not a steal.
What's best? Well, no, yes, it is.
Not if it's legal.
Hold on. The government steals all the time. Do you believe that taxation is
not
theft?
If it's. Well, look, I agree with you there, but from their perspective, if it's legal, it's not theft.
Right. Well, I agree with you that they, whomever, the statists.
Yeah.
All of them deserve the government that they get.
Although, at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me if the leftists all of a sudden started chanting, stop the steal, as a result of that.
I wouldn't be surprised. Stop the steal is just bad English, and I don't like it.
It's terrible.
Can we all just secede now, all the states?
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight, Captain, was because the folks down there in Texas, they're talking.
I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
No, not at all. You can have
it. Texas thunder.
Texas, well, you know, everything's bigger in Texas down there. And the movement towards secession is noteworthy.
About Alaska.
What's that?
Need to talk to them about Alaska.
Yeah, they don't have as many people there. But in Texas, it's a very, very big place, and there's a lot of people there that support secession, including apparently the chairman of the Texas Republican Party now. So it was yesterday that we were telling you about a Republican representative in Texas, one of many, who is proposing a piece of legislation that would be a referendum for Texans to vote on the idea of seceding from the United States.
Well, and you've got a mini business migration movement going on in Texas as well. Elon Musk,
sure, California businesses
moved his headquarters, the Tesla headquarters, and several other smaller businesses that I only saw the headline, but apparently not only did Musk move his business, but a couple other businesses have
followed
behind him.
You don't have to go that far, and you've got a much more business-friendly climate in a state like Texas compared to California. So I get that.
They could move to New Hampshire. That'd be better.
Yeah, I'd rather have liberty-minded people moving to New Hampshire, but, you know, we'll take what we can get, I guess.
Well, Elon Musk claims to be some level of libertarian.
He has claimed that. I don't know if I believe
him. There are many libertarians who are fans of Elon Musk, although I don't know that he's ever said, I'm a libertarian or whatever.
The term has been used in conjunction with his name.
Come back to this. I do want to talk about secession, but also we've got James on the line. He's in Kentucky to start things out here. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
How
are you doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind, James?
Well, I just wanted to talk about this corona crap, and this
corona
is what I really feel about it.
All right.
Well, have y'all ever heard of the write this down. Anybody got a pen?
No.
Is this Jamie Togiso from back in the day? Did you used to call us?
Jamie Togiso back in the day, and I'm telling you so right now.
All right. Excellent. Well, hey, nice to hear your voice again. All right. Tell me so about corona. What's up?
We'll write that down. Jamie Togiso called.
Mm-hmm. This is what it's all about, okay? VMAT2, it's called the muscular transporter. Well, you got to look it up yourself.
Well, what the hell is it? What are you talking about?
It's an airplane?
No, this is another name for it. It's called the God Gene.
Okay. What's that mean?
Okay, it's talking something about a transporter and stuff. And this thing, they either stick up your nose to check out the stuff, if you got the corona.
Yeah. Bob.
It goes up your, your nasal.
Yeah, it goes way up there, it looks like. It looks really uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's what they're after. They're trying to knock out the God gene.
Okay, I'm probably going to regret asking you to define the God gene, but can you tell me what that's supposed to be?
I'm looking right at it.
Okay.
I got it right here in my hand.
Okay, but what is it?
Vascular MONOAMI.
That's not making anything clearer to me.
Monamine Transporter 2.
Okay, but what is it?
That's the VMAT 2. It's a predisposes humans towards spiritual or mythic experiences.
Oh.
This is a theory. The idea has been proposed by geneticist Dean Hamer in the 2004 book The God Gene, How Faith is Hardwired into Our Genes. The God Gene hypothesis is based on a combination of behavioral genetics, neurobiology, psychological studies. The major arguments of the hypothesis are, one, spirituality can be qualified by psychometric measurements. Two, the underlying tendency to spirituality is partially heritable. Three, part of this heritability can be attributed to the gene VMAT2. Four, this gene acts by altering monoamine levels, whatever that is. And five, spirituality provides an evolutionary advantage by providing individuals with an innate sense of optimism.
So are you saying...
I would say that it also creates unit cohesion.
Jamie, are you saying that you believe that the COVID test somehow eliminates the God gene from people and makes them less spiritual? Is that what you're saying?
No. What's coming up is going to eliminate it. It's called the vaccine.
You're saying the vaccine will eliminate it. Okay.
Yeah. And listen here. It's on YouTube. A lot of people are saying this conspiracy theory, but this guy is talking about it himself. Pentagon briefing removes the God gene. And he's got he's talking about it, and he's got it up on the wall. And
well, one thing's for sure, we don't know what this vaccine is going to do.
The vaccine's going to make us all atheists.
Thank you for the call, Jamie. It's nice to hear from you again, though. I do appreciate it. We don't know what this thing's going to do. fact, I don't know if they know what this vaccine is going to do. They've done some testing.
I like my medicines to have been around for at least a year.
Yeah.
Just saying.
855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Secession is in the air again. Maybe it's finally time.
I love the smell of secession.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize the bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can call us on our server. We've got a chat server. It's called Matrix. That's the the technology that's behind it. It's an open source, self-hosted chat server, which means that there is nobody hanging an axe over our heads anymore as far as our chat rooms are concerned.
Woo-hoo.
Which means there's basically no moderation anymore because no one can shut me down, so I really don't care what you post.
It'll be for the anarchy.
For the most part. There are a few exceptions, but we haven't had to make those exceptions yet, so I'm happy with the server so far. So that's good. If you haven't checked it out, please go to chat.lrn.fm. If you're not happy with the rooms that we got there, just make your own. No problem. You can do that. Chat.lrn.fm. There's also instructions there on how to call the show through that server, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Coming up, Texas GOP chairman is now speaking in favor, it sounds like, of secession for the big state, and maybe others. He's actually talking about states forming a new union to secede, sounds like, together from the United States.
This is something that I've sort of thought of over time, is that one sort of wonders why. Like, why do we go through this battle every 4 or 8 years where we fight and fight and fight over the red states, putting in their guy versus the blue states putting in their guy? Because all it's about is a threat to the other folks. Like, we don't like the way you live,
mm-hmm.
and we don't like the way you think. So we're going to go and we're going to shove the most distasteful person we can find down your throat, and you're going to live with it. Because that's what we said. And why? Why do we go through that particular ritual when...
I think it's because some of them really want to shove something down the other person's throat.
I do. I mean, like, there are a lot of people in Washington, D.C. that just make me ill. And I understand why. Like I said in the 2016 election regarding Donald Trump, if I could vote to release a truckload of leprositic wombats on Washington, D.C. every single day for the next 4 years, I would vote to do that. Donald Trump is running, and it's about as close as I can get.
Every now and again, the idea of secession has, come to past my view in my 48 years of being on this planet. Never once has it seriously, happened. So I have little hope, but also I'm slightly optimistic. So I would, if the 80-20 rule applies, 80% of me is like, it's not going to happen. 20% of me is like, wow, I really hope it happens. So.
20% is a good start as far as I'm concerned. And my experiences in talking with people about secession are generally positive, I would say.
Yeah.
I haven't had any hostile, very, very little hostile.
I just wish everybody could results. Spell it properly.
Succeed instead of secede, which is how it's properly pronounced.
What I like about secession, I don't think, what I would say regarding Texas is that Texas is probably not going to be as well off after secession as it would be before.
Why? They have a huge economy. They've got all kinds of natural resources.
It's part of the largest and most powerful federated union on the planet. Why would it want to give up things like...
For independence.
Yeah, but independence gives them what?
The ability to self-direct themselves, to make choices that they're not otherwise able to make under the federal government system.
Which choices are your
Have you ever seen all the regulations the federal government has? I mean,
Texas would have to have its own regulations once it doesn't have that.
It doesn't have to adopt the federal regulations.
It does not. But
there's nothing saying states have to have regulations. That's a thing that control freaks do.
Yeah, generally the federal government will strong-arm the states to conform
to
its will.
Yeah. We can come back to this here in a moment. I want to go to Brian. He's on the line in Seattle, Washington. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on Twitch.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind?
Oh, secession. I love it. Thanks for bringing it up all the time.
Sure.
I think it needs to be. I think you guys always think about the big picture of secession as political things moving.
Mm-hmm.
I think this needs to be brought down to the individual level. If individuals withdraw their consent individually and take themselves out of whatever organization they're in that supports the tyranny, the whole thing collapses in a day.
I've been doing this for a long time. We formed the Shire Society back in 2010. It's been a decade now. Back at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it is basically a declaration of individual independence from the state. It's basically what you're talking about. You can go to ShireSociety.com. You can read the declaration there. You can sign it online. You can print one out and sign it in person for yourself. You can sign it in your mind. But there have been thousands upon thousands of people who have gone on record and signed the Shire Society Declaration. But the state hasn't fallen yet. So I think that really you got to go further than that. I mean, it's a good thought experiment, and it's a good sort of mentally freeing thing to say, well, I like this Shire Society Declaration. I agree with it. I'm putting my signature on it. Boom. Done. Dated. Signed. You're in. You're out. Or, you know, you're out of the old society, the state society. You're into the Shire Society. Congratulations. But unfortunately, you physically are still usually in a place that finds you surrounded by status, that finds you surrounded by people who don't agree with you.
We're all responsible to each other. If your neighbor is a mid-level secretary in a three-letter agency, don't talk to her. When she comes to the farmer's market booth, don't sell stuff to her.
Yeah,
Make her a pariah.
I've angered a friend of mine's wife.
To get involved,
Brian,
and speak up.
Yeah, I've angered a friend of mine's wife who works a government job, and, you know, of course, I say things all the time like, well, you know, you're just leeching off of the, you know, taxpayers, et cetera, and so on. And so, you know, I'm not welcome around her anymore. Because
and it
of
only
that.
Means something when you don't take her money and refuse.
Yeah, but the thing is, it only really means something, Brian. I don't disagree with what you're saying. Hold on. I don't disagree with what you're saying. But if you go to the farmer's market in Seattle, which I'm sure they're not having right now due to COVID, but if you were to.
I'm shut down.
Right. So if you go to the farmer's market in Seattle and some bureaucrat comes and you know that they're a city bureaucrat or whatever, because most of them you wouldn't know because there's so
and
many of them.
I will tell them to get away from my booth,
right.
And I will not.
That's great. But the problem is probably most of the people at the farmer's market are going to be willing to sell to them. So there just aren't enough people who are willing to do the sort of ostracism that you're talking about in order for it to have the effect that you want to have.
They'll talk amongst each other later, right, that they succumb because they don't want to be seen as the bad guy, and the politicians are going to screw them over and hurt them if they don't kiss their ass. But they'll bitch to the other vendors after the fact of how evil they are and how they hate to have to service those jerks. So, yeah, stand up, people. Now,
yeah, I just don't see it catching on. I mean, Captain, you used to live in Seattle. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, I'm with him in the theory that, yes, if we are going to begin seceding, that, you know, we should follow that for the same exact reasons from the largest level, which is the federal government, down to the state level, down to the county level, the city level, the town level, and then, of course, the individual level.
Other way, it can only ever be an individual act. Groups don't act. Humans do.
Sure, I mean, it has to be grassroots, there's no doubt about it. But what do you think, Captain, about, like, trying to do this in Seattle? Would it actually have an effect if, you know, the number of people who support individual secession were
to... I
left Seattle specifically because I don't think that whatever's going on there
Seattle's pretty status.
Is forwarding liberty.
Soon as we stop feeding them, they die.
Well, hold on. So this has been done. It's not new. There have been several restaurants throughout the years that have had stories where they refuse to serve cops.
Yeah, yeah.
When a cop comes in,
I think there was one in Portland or Seattle.
Yeah, I think so too. A cop comes in, they're like, "You're making our customers unhappy. You'll have to depart."
Yeah.
They kick them out.
Yeah.
And
that's their right to do that.
At this point, police departments across the country aren't shutting down.
No, no doubt about it. Brian, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. He's not wrong with what he's saying, but you've got to have a concentration of people in one area, and that's why we're moving to New Hampshire.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at the Centers for Disease Control has added its approval to the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The CDC committee voted Saturday to recommend the vaccine for use for people 16 years or older. With the FDA's approval Friday night, vaccines have already begun to be shipped across the country. However, some may be wary of the shot based on how quickly approval has come. Dr. Stephen Hahn, FDA commissioner, says the agency was able to quickly evaluate all the data surrounding the vaccine's safety.
We applied our high standards of review in reviewing this product so that Americans can have trust and confidence that the vaccine meets FDA's rigorous standards for safety and effectiveness. And with this authorization, we know that our federal partners are already moving to distribute the first doses of the vaccine throughout the country.
This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden has made his pick to run the Department of Veterans Affairs. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Biden has appointed Dennis McDonough as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
He shares my belief that we have many obligations as a nation. We have only one truly sacred obligation, to prepare and equip our troops that we send into harm's way, and then to care for them and their families when they return.
McDonough was President Obama's chief of staff from 2013 to 2017. President-elect Biden said he played a key role in improving health care for veterans during the administration. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And President Trump has added a federal holiday to the calendar this year. The executive order, signed Friday, makes Christmas Eve, Thursday, December 24th, a federal holiday, giving federal workers a fully paid day off. Traditionally, past presidents have offered federal workers a half day in the past. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves here. It's the live Saturday episode. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And for a long time, liberty-minded people, people that care about freedom, they've wanted to have a good online business directory. And there were some pretty lackluster attempts over the years. And then came Liberty.menu. And it's actually been around for a couple of years now. Liberty.menu allows you to go and create your business, put it up there on the map. Let other freedom-friendly people know where you are, what you do, and maybe you'll get some new clients out of the deal. You never know. It doesn't hurt to try it. It is free to put your pinpoint there on the map. And you can have more than once. You got more than one business, put them all up there. If you have an event that you're promoting, put that up there too. Somebody was just asking me tonight about, they were talking about creating an event here in New Hampshire and, like, what's the best platform to put it on. I said, just put it on liberty.menu and then use that link to put it on Facebook and Twitter and these other centralized platforms.
Right, because then these monopolistic bastards can't take it down.
They can't take the event down.
Right. They can take your post down.
They can take the post
down.
But
the event remains.
Right, and that saves you time, right, because then you don't have to go and recreate the event. You still have the event. You just have to find a way to post that link somewhere else. So get over to liberty.menu. You can do, you know, activist organizing there. If you've got digital content, you're the creator of, you could put that up there. Liberty.menu. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we got Larry. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Hey, you guys, you know, you talk about secession.
Yes.
You can forget about that because in Texas, I'm sure, about maybe 30% of their population is on disability or food stamps or Section 8 or any of the other government programs that was put in place to stop this debt. So That's not going to happen. And anyway,
I see what you're saying. You're saying a lot of people are going to vote against secession because they want the gravy train from the federal government to keep rolling, and they're worried that they are going to run out of that if they are no longer part of the United States. And I can see that's going to be a big concern that people are going to have to overcome, and that is going to be a challenge. But I wouldn't write off secession just because some people are going to oppose it. I think that it's something that people need to start talking about. And as far as taking care of people that are legitimately in need, because there's the people that abuse the system, and then there's actually some people that are really falling on hard times, and they could probably use a, you know, a hand up, that sort of thing. You know, what you could say is that the state could have programs, not that I'm advocating for more government in Texas, but they probably already have certain programs that already exist. And remember, if people aren't being robbed by the federal government, if you're not paying whatever amount in taxes that you're currently paying to the federal government, all of that is money that could be donated to local charities, because it's always better to give it to a charity than the, you know, let the government take it. But, you know, local food banks or churches, people that actually do want to help the homeless and take care of the sick and the poor, you would have more money flowing into those charities than have ever happened before in Texas, at least since the income tax has been around. And it would give people the ability to make choices with their money and choices about which charities to support. So actually, you'd probably end up seeing people getting helped better in the absence of the federal government. But that's a lot to explain. Go ahead.
I have to disagree with you, because you can't afford to do that. We have,
what do you mean?
Things here in town that are going on with the charitable and feeding garbage to people when they come and pick up their weekly allotment. So that's what it's going to boil down to.
You're saying people can't afford to donate to charity? Is that what you're saying?
They can't do it, and it's never going to change because the law...
Well, that's awfully negative. I mean, I don't see any reason to be so negative.
No, I think it should stop right immediately.
What do you think people did before government programs, though, Larry?
They done the best they could. But
are you advocating for government welfare?
No, I'm advocating for the mitigation to stop, so that our laws will change and be in accordance with what our criminal system is doing to people.
What mitigation? You've completely lost me now. What are you saying?
When I talk about mitigation, when you have churches coming to the table like they can stop the murder rate, or we can do this and we can do that, they need to go.
Oh, you've got an axe to grind with churches. No, I remember you've called me about that before.
No, I don't. But anyway,
yeah,
I'm
you do.
On you. Here I go. To the vital statistics, right? Now, you know, last year in 2018 and 2019, the death rate in this country was 10.5%, right?
Okay.
10.5%. That's about 3.5 million people, right, dying from when COVID was not around, right?
Mm. Okay.
So now, when you have a situation where you've got 300,000 people dying of the supposed COVID, then that's awful suspicious to me. And I think that all they're doing is trying to get us to back us into a corner, because in the town where I live, this is what's going on. They have so many people on disability and on welfare and food stamps and so forth that they want it shut down. They want it to shut down, and I thought about it.
Who wants it to shut down? You're saying the people on welfare? What?
The people that are on pensions, the people that are on staff, the people that are on disability, the people that are getting pensions from.
What are you saying they want to shut down? You said they want to shut down. What do you mean?
The economy shut down completely.
Why? Why would people on welfare want to shut the economy down? I mean, they could be completely ignorant, but that would mean they wouldn't be able to get any of their food. They wouldn't be able to get anything. Thank you, Larry, for the call tonight. I mean, that's just, I understand that folks in those positions probably aren't the most economically intelligent people. They're not well educated on economics or anything like that. But I mean, I can't imagine people would be like, "Yeah, shut down all the factories, shut down all the restaurants." I don't think people actually want to see that happen. I think people are, from what I've seen, people are pretty disappointed in what the politicians have been doing, shutting people's businesses down.
The politicians pull that crap all the time. We're gonna have to cut, you know, grandma's disability check or whatever, when they're trying to cut some program or whatever,
right?
Instead of cutting money from the military, which is where they really should cut it from.
Sure.
You know, but they pull that guilt trip all the time. And so I don't know if he's just, you know, saying, "Hey, it's not going to work because they're going to pull the old guilt trip," or if he was saying something completely different. I'm sorry, Larry, I don't understand.
The So there are certainly people who want to shut down business around
there
the world.
There are.
And there's not a small amount of them. Further, there are people who would rather take $600 in unemployment per week plus their unemployment than work.
No doubt.
That benefits them in the short term.
Absolutely. And those people are going to be against secession. I mean, Larry's right about that. The welfare queens out there are going to be against secession.
At this point, the numbers are about 50-50 of people who live in a family mm-hmm. that receives a check from the federal government, from the government of, in some sort. So that's going to be an interesting question. Now, I looked up to see which states are most and least dependent on the federal government. Mm. Texas came up as number 34, meaning number 50 is the least.
Okay.
Kansas,
okay.
By the way. California.
Where's New Hampshire?
30.
Okay.
Right in the middle of the pack. But, you know, everybody around.
New Hampshire is a donor state, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Is Texas?
I suspect
it is.
It would be because Texas is less dependent on mm-hmm. the federal government than New Hampshire.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And the reason that states tend to be dependent is because of the Federal Reserve. Because money is created out of nothing and given to the federal government as a loan against your future tax dollars.
Right.
And the states get a lot of that money. Most of that money is distributed down. Much of that money is distributed down through the states, and the states want that money. So it's unlikely. This is my claim. I think that secession conversations are good in so much as states should be telling the federal government regularly, keep your hands to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't your job. You're supposed to handle post roads, whatever the heck those things are. The military, weights and measures,
yeah.
And I can't remember what the third thing.
We're long past all of that.
Oh, we are well past that. But, you know,
yeah.
The reason that the, you know, that the, you know, say the education department exists is because the federal government wants to give guidance. The states don't have to do what the federal government says. It's just they won't get the Title IX and the Title I and all the other grants on an annual basis that come down, and they want those. So they'll do the things that the feds suggest so that they can get the cash. In many cases, the cash isn't even that much, but they want it anyway.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, although the overarching conversation so far tonight has been surrounding secession. There's a Texas GOP chairman, not just your typical Texas Republican, but their chairman saying that maybe secession is the answer. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, this is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here, the live Saturday edition of the show. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
I am the captain.
And Mark.
AnyPay 2.0 is here, and cryptocurrency payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience will be smooth. But some wallets out there, they're just not ready for this impressive new technology that AnyPay has released. And those wallet programmers really need to hear from you. If you are a user of Coinomi, Exodus Wallet, Relay X, or Bread Wallet, and I'm sure there are others, but if you're a user of those wallets and you want them to be the best they can possibly be to make them useful for payments, because that's what cryptocurrency is originally intended to do, is to be like electronic cash.
A currency, right?
Yeah. So if that's something you want to see happen with those wallets, you got to reach out to them. You got to let them know that they need to implement this pay protocol that AnyPay is using. So not to get too technical, but if you want to learn a little bit about what the reason is that some wallets do work and others don't, and then get the contact information for those wallets that don't, go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade, and you can do that there. That's AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. We've been talking about secession. It is back in the news in a big way this week, with Rush Limbaugh even covering the topic, I believe, on his Wednesday, and then further doing an update, I believe, the following day after there was quite a bit of hubbub that came about over his comments, and then walking back the comments saying, well, I've never actually endorsed secession. I was just...
I, however, do.
Yes, yes, we do. So let's go to Steve. He's in Connecticut. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Steve, your political refugee from Connecticut. How are you guys?
Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Yo.
Looks like Elon Musk has succeeded, or how would you say, seceded from California.
He right? succeeded at seceding.
That's just a migration, but you know what? It's still yeah, something.
He moved.
Yeah.
Right. So that, in a way, you know, citizens can do that to kind of get out of their own state. Obviously, you have to get out from under the federal government. Is there a way to financially secede?
Yes.
State?
Yeah. Financially. What was the rest of the question? Financially secede what?
For a state to financially secede.
That's an interesting question. Well, one thing they can do is do nullifications, right? Like they can tell the federal government, you can keep your money. We don't want to obey your rules. So New Hampshire, for instance, has done that for many years when it comes to the seatbelt law. The federal government has been dangling millions of dollars in
front of... By millions, you mean three.
That's still millions of dollars in front of the New Hampshire government for many years and has said, oh, well, you can just have this money. All you got to do is pass the seatbelt law. And thankfully, the good people of New Hampshire and their so-called representatives have resisted the temptation.
Making them the only state in the union where an adult doesn't have to wear a seatbelt.
Correct.
But they've taken plenty of other money.
Yeah,
New Hampshire takes plenty of money. Like, on one hand, you have this notion that we're talking about here, a state financially succeeding, and this is sort of true when you're looking at places like, you know, Kansas and Utah. They're accepting very, very little money. By the way, the Democrats would love you to believe that only Democrat states pay taxes and only Republican states receive taxes. They're absolutely wrong. Mm-hmm. It's you know, mixed up
all
across
over
the map.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, it's an inaccurate statement.
Yeah.
Because they want to make it seem like big government works, and whether Republicans believe it or not. But you look at places like Puerto Rico, Guam, Saipan, American Samoa, U.S. Virgin Islands. These places would, in many cases, these are U.S. territories that would love to be states. And
not all of them. There's frequently people in Puerto Rico that vote down the idea of being a state.
Yeah, not everybody there, but by majority.
Sorry, Steve, what?
You were talking about donor states. So New Hampshire sits 30th. So it actually pays more to the federal government than it gets back.
That's correct.
Okay, so you also have to take all of the money that goes to the bureaucracy of spending that money and then getting that money back. So why couldn't people in New Hampshire just send money to the Capitol? You could almost make it so the tax is so high in New Hampshire that, check this out. If you make it really expensive, like the taxes are very high in New Hampshire, it goes to the state, but the state pays the citizens back in crypto.
Yeah, I don't think we want to raise taxes. I mean, that's generally not a good plan.
No, you take the dollars in, but then the citizens get money back in crypto.
So
I don't want the state to be my crypto dealer.
Let's see. El Chapo. I'm going to use him.
The drug kingpin?
The drug kingpin. Would you like to send him a bunch of money and then ask him to send you back some cryptocurrency?
Well, that's what the federal government does. But
I'm not saying that they're not a bunch of thieves and liars and gangsters. As a matter of fact, I'm saying just that.
Well, and so I'm basically trying to think of a way to financially secede from the union.
Yeah, I've got another idea for you there. So
buy crypto.
He's talking about the state seceding. He's talking about the state seceding from the federal government financially.
Saying, yes.
Personally, buying crypto is a good plan for personal secession. You want to disconnect yourself. Well, that's what ultimately matters, but that's not the question he asked.
I know.
He's asking about what can the state do. Unfortunately, we know the state isn't going to disappear tomorrow, so the whole idea of the state seceding from the federal government is one worth pursuing, in my opinion, because it does decentralize power to some extent, and it gives us more independence and more ability to sort of conduct our own affairs. But if you want to keep the state in the union, that's what you're talking about, right? Keep the state in the union, but disconnect financial ties?
Right. I mean, you can send your dollars to the state capital and then get gold back.
I don't think the state's job should be to sell goldbacks. I mean, why not just let people do that? And people are doing a fine job of that right now. But ultimately, as far as the state disconnecting from the federal government, if the state government were to accept cryptocurrency for tax payments, for instance, if the state were to make crypto or gold or silver...
its official currency?
Maybe acceptable currencies, because you wouldn't want to just have one.
One of, right.
Right?
Yeah.
But if the state could then accept those alternatives, that actually protects the state from inflation of the dollar.
Right.
So to some extent, that would benefit the state.
You're getting off of the greenback. You're getting off of the Federal Reserve.
Correct.
That's how I'm saying the state can financially secede
right.
with their own printed money. you know, I know that.
Well, no, you don't want the state to print money, because then you've already started the process of creating a central bank over again, and we all know how that ends. So you don't want the state to issue its own currency. That is a recipe for disaster.
You want the separation of money and state.
Correct. If the state is going to hold funds, it's better that it holds real money, like a gold back or cryptocurrency. And so those are some ways, also disconnecting from the federal handout programs, that you could have some more autonomy for state government. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah,
for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But ultimately, if you're going to cut those ties, why not just go ahead and cut them all and say goodbye completely to the federal government? I was saying this to one. There was only one guy I talked to today at the protest that I went to. I didn't get to this earlier, but I went to a couple protests in Concord today.
Yeah.
One of them was, quote, stop the steal. That there was one guy that didn't have a positive response to secession. He wasn't negative, like violent or anything like that. He was just like, yeah, I don't support that. And so, you know, I always want to get feedback. Well, you know, why is that? What do they do for you? I said to him. He says, well, they don't do anything for me. You know, it's like, well, so what is it that...
Yeah, why would you not support that?
Yeah, what is it that you are so excited to keep these people around for? Well, why? He never really had a good answer for it.
I sure would like, you know, one of the things that bothers me about the secession conversation is that I cross a lot of geopolitical lines, and I don't want it to be more difficult. I just had to get my bags shaken down by the Customs and Border Patrol of the United States.
So convenience is your reason to stay
convenience
together?
Convenience is a good reason to do
things. How many dead people around the world is worth your convenience?
How many dead people is New Hampshire being in the United States have anything to do with anything?
That is a nonsensical question, whatever that was.
If you wanted to not pay taxes to the United States federal government, you would have moved to Saipan and
I don't pay taxes
year.
To the federal government.
Then what's the problem?
They exist, and the people of New Hampshire are being fleeced by them. See, the difference between me and you, one of them, is that you don't care about
people. The people of New Hampshire want to be fleeced by the federal government.
See, that's the thing. You don't know. You don't spend much time here. You don't talk to these people. I was out, and I spoke to people today, and they certainly don't want to be fleeced by the federal government. Now, maybe some people do, but I bet you most of them were born in Massachusetts.
What percentage of people would have to... agree to secession to make it legitimate? Do you think it should just be 50% plus one? Do you think it should be 60%?
Well, like I said, I think the individuals should secede, and I think if we get enough individuals
together...
That's not
answering my question.
Well, but to me, it doesn't matter. But ultimately, for political purposes, you would probably need more than 50%.
I think you should have more than 50%. I think it should be a clear majority. I don't know, 60, 66.
Yeah, if you're going to amend the New Hampshire Constitution, you're going to need two-thirds.
Okay.
I think. Either that or 60%. It's either 60 or 66 point whatever, 67%. I forget which one it is.
Something like that.
It is a higher majority.
And when the campaign starts and people start hearing the other side of what the benefits are of being in the United States,
yeah, there's going to be the loyalists for
sure. I don't think you'll get a third, let alone half or two-thirds.
Well, I appreciate your negativity, but that's how you always are. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Like,
and that's why you want to run off to an island nation, and that's your right, man. So the rest of us are actually going to work towards freedom. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up. Secession now.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.